the code that we follow for the fuel adjustment is based on $2.40 per gallon fuel.
That so, meaning that's when it's supposed to kick in, when it hits that level.
Right, okay. Yeah. If the cost of fuel is below $2.40, then there's no adjustment. And so $4.71 is quite a bit higher, of course. So overall, the department spent $185,000 on fuel during that time. But because we only do the adjustment for fuel above the $2.40, we're not seeking that $185,000 in the fuel adjustment. The total number that we're trying to make up in the fuel adjustment is $86,000. So that $86,000 is then spread out among all of the usage that we had for the entire month. And that we put out some notifications earlier in the spring that this was going to happen, that the fuel adjustment charge was going to be in place this year, and put out a request for conservation. And it really looks like the weather helped. When we have warm weather, then less heaters are on, and that helps. But I have to believe that people did conserve this year, because we did see quite a difference from recent years during the month of June. And so that was great to see the overall usage sales in June of 2022 was 3.2 million kilowatt hours. Normally, we over the last 10 years, we average 3.4 million kilowatt hours in the month of June. In the last couple years, we've actually been at 3.7, 3.8. So it's safe to say that from the latest trends in usage in June, we probably cut 500,000 kilowatt hours from the usage, which helps everybody. It allows us to burn less fuel and have less of an impact to our budget, but also because the diesel charge gets spread out among all the kilowatt hours, the less power that somebody used in their home or their business means the less their share of that adjustment is. So it was a successful conservation effort by my book.
Dollar amounts, what's it going to look like with that charge for an average residential customer, business customer, et cetera?
Right. So the formula for the adjustment is in our municipal code. And after all is said and done, factoring in the cost of fuel and the amount of generation kilowatt hours and the kilowatt hours sold in the month, we boil it down to a cents per kilowatt hour adjustment. And that adjustment goes to every kilowatt hour that a home or business used during that billing period in June. And so nobody's is going to be exactly the same. It's all based on your usage. But the adjustment charge is 2.763 cents per kilowatt hour. So if a home or business uses 1,000 kilowatt hours in the month, then their adjustment will be $27.63. So it just depends on how much everybody used. And if you used less, that 2.7 cents per kilowatt hour is going to be a smaller bill for you.
Okay.
And those adjustments will show on the next billing at the end of July.
So is like that $27, is that what a pretty typical home might be this year? Or?
It's, with the conservation, I think the average is generally about, for homes, is I think 1,300 kilowatt hours. So it'll be slightly higher than that. Okay. You can do the math right here. So on an average usage of about 1,300 kilowatt hours, the adjustment will be $35.92.
Okay. All right. Anything else important to highlight about that diesel run?
The one thing that was very interesting to me was that in fiscal year 22, we saw the highest amount of generation and usage in Petersburg, 61 million kilowatt hours. And that's a stark contrast to the amount of usage that we had in June when we were asking for conservation. We saw, as I mentioned before, 3.2 million kilowatt hours in June 22, and that was down quite a bit from more recent years at the same time of the year. And in a year when we had a really high usage, I just want to thank the community and our customers for paying attention and conserving, and it helped all of us, and the adjustments will be smaller because of that. So good job.
Any idea why the increase or that level? I know we had a pretty cold long winter, it seemed like, but
we did have a long winter and a cooler spring, and the usage was definitely higher this spring because of that. But we've seen it's been trending up continually over time. The more we become dependent on power for devices and vehicles and any manner of devices that we have in our lives, you know, the loads on Petersburg continue to grow.